Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Lots of news today. Newt Gingrich dropping out of the presidential race later today. The AP is reporting that that blind Chinese dissident, Chen Guangcheng, is now saying he wants to leave China. We're going to keep an eye on all of this. But we start in Cleveland, where the FBI says agents foiled a plot to blow up a heavily traveled bridge outside of Cleveland. Five men who broke with the Occupy Cleveland movement, reportedly because they wanted to take violent action against corporate America, were charged. The FBI says they got as far as placing what they thought was a real bomb on the Ohio 82 bridge. Henry Gomez of the Cleveland Plain Dealer is joining us. And Henry, you write that the story starts with a paid FBI informant providing information on these five?
Oh, right. The FBI had an informant that they had been working with, I guess, for some years. And the informant had been around the Occupy Cleveland camp and was bringing back information about these five guys, the group, as it broke off from the Occupy Cleveland movement.
Well, and let's be very clear. The FBI has been clear that they see no involvement with the Occupy movement. And in fact, when these young men reportedly try to get more recruits from the Occupy movement, they failed.
Well, exactly. The FBI and the federal prosecutor here in the Cleveland area has been very clear that they are not investigating Occupy Cleveland. In fact, several of these guys were, I guess, discouraged by the fact that Occupy Cleveland's organizers were sort of preaching nonviolence and civil disobedience, and they had then, you know, sort of split off to talk about other methods. This is what the FBI is alleging, to talk about other methods that are more in line with their anarchist views.
Well, so this paid informant is recording these conversations, and we understand from your writing about this that it started small. These suspects were thinking of maybe toppling signs off banks, but then it grew. What were some of the things the suspects were talking about doing?
Their ideas started off pretty scattershot. They had talked about blowing up signs on the top of banking buildings in downtown Cleveland. That was one of the first things that they had discussed. They'd also discussed other targets, such as what's called the Valley View Bridge, which is a huge bridge, a highway bridge in the Cleveland area. That's not the bridge they ended up allegedly trying to blow up. They talked about driving something into the Federal Reserve Bank in Cleveland in downtown, and they talked about a cargo ship. They talked about a Ku Klux Klan location somewhere in Ohio, and they talked about a new casino that's about to open this month in downtown Cleveland. So they really were all over the place. They knew they wanted to make some type of statement, according to the FBI, but it wasn't for a while until they settled on this bridge over the National Park.
Well, this is the Ohio 82 bridge over the Cuyahoga or Haga River there. And now an FBI agent comes into the picture. Of course, they don't know this, and offers to sell them the material to blow up this bridge. And, of course, he's brought in by this paid source that the suspects don't know is a paid source of the FBI. Is there a sense that these young men, some of the Occupy movement people say that some of them were very young and impressionable, is there a sense that would they have been able to go ahead with one of these things they talked about if, in fact, the FBI hadn't come in and offered to sell them bomb equipment?
Well, you know, they had talked about other methods. There's a conversation that's referenced in the affidavit where one of the men that was ultimately arrested is asking about how to make bombs. And, you know, they were talking about bleach, how bleach could be used for some of these bombs. Mm-hmm. And they ended up not going that route. They ended up meeting with this undercover agent or employee of the FBI to buy the devices, inoperable devices, from them. So there were conversations about how to do this. And these guys have lawyered up. There will be arguments, I'm sure, from the defense side as to how they were steered toward these devices.
But meantime, they did place the dummy device at the bridge. They did think that they were going to use a cell phone to set it off. It didn't work. How are people in Cleveland reacting to this? 13,000 people crossed this bridge over the Cuyahoga.
People reacted with shock, you know. The Occupy Cleveland movement itself hasn't been very active in Cleveland since last fall. You know, the weather got cold and there weren't many things going on. And while this group was not acting on behalf of Occupy Cleveland, I think that it came as a surprise that this was a rogue faction, and that people are definitely talking about that angle of things. And, you know, things like this just, you know, we're not used to these types of stories in Cleveland.
That's Henry Gomez of the Cleveland Plain Dealer with the latest on the alleged domestic terrorist plot to blow up a heavily traveled bridge there. Henry, thanks so much.
Thank you.